This is Frankie Tease, and you're listening to Frankie Files Podcast. Check out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. If you're a cult survivor, check out frankietease.creator-spring.com. Would you like to do a podcast ad spot exchange? Hit me up at frankietease@substack.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution. Hey everybody, and welcome to Frankie Files Podcast, episode 91. I'm Frankie Tease. I'm getting to chapter 23 forward of reviewing the book Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien, the true life story of a mind-controlled slave. The story just keeps getting worse for our protagonist. Speaking from her subconscious, she's made to go from one clown-like dictator, sex fiend, to the next, servicing them and robotically repeating the messages she was given on command. During her time owned by Senator Robert C. Byrd with a Y, and handled by country music entertainer and ventriloquist Alex Houston, as country music, according to author Kathy O'Brien, is a network for CIA drug trafficking, and Alex Houston and Kathy carry that out during those 80s years. She's subsequently directed working for President Reagan, Dick Cheney during the Reagan era. Bush Sr. is vice president at that point in the story, and she is completely and systematically driven by verbal commands, hand signals, and electrocution. Now, cult members, we knew what it was like to be under mind control with words, chanting, music, snitching of the community, and with our commitments to our leaders in the church, right? So this is like that times 1,000, because there isn't a room for error with the leaders needing her to perform to their specifications and never go off her programming, never go off script. Her mission, constantly couched in NASA space, time travel, religious diction, stun guns, rape, threats to her life and her daughter, all every day. Yet when she met her rescuer, Mark Phillips, he said she used a ton of religious language continuously, that it was all a sign from God. And previously in the book, she speaks about how they would give her orders by calling and saying, "This is God," or "God wants you to." So this was definitely a thing. It was a fantasy soup used to motivate her through to age 30, the apparent end date for mind control slaves in Project Monarch. So it's White House level control, and this was written in 1995. They have more skills now. But the takeaways are immense. As anyone looking at their cult time, for those of us from California in the trafficking thick of things through 60s and 70s, this really rings bells. Not only can we glean the level of crazy our USA leaders have gotten to now with their dissolved borders, recipes for robotic control of humans, unending wealth gained from human and child sex trafficking, and endless wars. In addition, we can determine the mind sciences USA and allies of Hitler's New World Order have employed and shared with their partners. In last week's Hot Takes of a Cult Kid podcast, I covered the New World Order agenda and what Kathy speaks of in this book, and that is not conjecture. The Agenda 2030 goals are publicly posted by the United Nations, and they reflect everything that Kathy O'Brien shows they were putting together between U.S., Mexico, and Canada using their world leaders. The New World Order is very real, and though people love to ignore this network taking over, it's pretty hard to do that at this point. We're reading a book which details the movements of large pieces into place that conditioned everyone. Mexico, Canada, and USA are lining up. Saudi Arabia are all enthralled with the sex slave product of our corrupt government. Members from Reagan down are participating. And as a child of California, always knew there were tons of military sites along the coast. But hearing of the two Bohemian Grove locations in Northern California, and now we'll be talking about Mount Shasta in California. It's unnerving. The chance that we raised in California from the 70s on were not affected by these experiments somehow is very unlikely because it was massive. Their epicenter was San Francisco, many of the experiments. And the plans, as evidenced by many detailed interactions which help articulate huge propaganda campaigns, I've seen in my lifetime, like the NASA space ideology and the dolphin submersible angle. I've been taking copious notes personally because just the details Kathy speaks of have been like handing me keys to my memories. Were cult leaders compensated to carry out certain types of trials on members? Writing some of these things I was subjected to, they're in part very similar to the wording and reading list Kathy was put through. And I'm realizing, as I mentioned before, many cult leaders in the United States take their lead from on high. My ex-church where I belonged, Morningland in Long Beach, was no different. As I mentioned, they were in league with a congressman in the area, and that really raises a ton of questions, and it always has. So let's get back to this riveting story of Kathy O'Brien. She's made it this far by doing everything she's told, being electrocuted, being scared to death they'll harm or kill her daughter. These criminals who serve the official criminals planted in the White House are exposed page by page. The amazing part to me is how they constantly, dreamily talk of wishing they were her owner or possibly owning her daughter soon. They praise her as a porn star, as though she had done it all with consent. This is the Crazyville, as is all cult thinking. Their plan is they mass control everyone. Those with the keys in power and the allies will understand the words and techniques to eliminate all struggle, to dominate humanity. We're now taken to Lake Mount Shasta, California. An excerpt from Transformation of America, Chapter 23. George Bush Sr. was highly active in both Lamp, Missouri and Shasta, California retreat compounds. Just like Lamp, Shasta's cover was country music. According to everyone I knew, Kathy says, singer and songwriter Merle Haggard supposedly ran the show at Lake Shasta, diverting any and all attention from nearby Mount Shasta compound. She says Shasta was the largest covert mind-control slave camp of which she is aware, hidden in the wooded hills, military fencing, corrals, an enormous fleet of unmarked black helicopters and mind-control military robots. The chapter leads into a horrific encounter that Kathy and her daughter endure in a cabin with Dick Cheney and Bush Sr. Please read the book. Both mother and daughter were helicoptered in, showing the large property and lack of escape routes. It was time for another most dangerous game, where these sickos use military hunting compounds to scare, to hunt humans and humiliate and scare them near death. This was one of the most particularly brutal, as the entire crew who handles Kathy all seem to know her time is coming to a close. That's the president's decision. Kathy's made to be hunted, and this is one of the times they forced bestiality on her, which seems to have happened several times at other locations. The New World Order are sick MFers, is really what I understand now. The more depraved, the better for them. They seem to want to match each other's debauchery, and it's mind-numbing stuff, moralless, with impunity and sadistic. The plan is to. During this cabin visit, Kathy really describes how they shattered her mind. As she was being raped in the next room, she heard the screams of Bush Sr. with her daughter. The torment split her in two and created hysterics. Quoting, Kathy says, "At 4 a.m., as ordered, Bush Jr. and his helicopter pilot came to retrieve Kelly and me. We were flown by helicopter back to the Lake Shasta area, where Alex Houston and the motorhome awaited us. Bush's assault of Kelly proved to be a mind-shattering experience for me," she says, "and physically devastating to Kelly. She was in dire need of medical attention and was unable to move."
Welcome to the world of cool kids.
Welcome. Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of Season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. Houston threatened to stop the motorhome in the Yosemite area and throw me from a steep cliff if I didn't settle down. His threats and commands could not control my hysteria, as much of his control programming had inadvertently shattered. Fearful he would lose both money makers, Houston permitted me to telephone Kelly's doctor and begin administering medicines. As for me, he arranged for assistance in picking up the pieces in order that I complete my primary purpose in traveling to California. And then Kathy says, i.e., meet with Mexican President Miguel de la Madrid and finalize plans to open the Juarez border. Kathy continues, apparently it was their incompetence due to overindulgence of drugs and subsequent abuse of Kelly in my presence that destroyed parts of my maternal-based programming. Regardless of their excuse, Houston drove us to San Francisco, California, where Temple of Set Satan founder U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Aquino made some emergency repairs. I was not taken to a hospital or a mental institution, but to a brain-mind research and development lab on the U.S. Army reservation at Presidio. During this sequence, Kathy gets into something she found a lot out about during her touring and speaking engagements over the last 30 years. But at the time of writing, she had it right. Quote, "Allowing the mental health community only part and or deliberate misinformation through their organization lobby, the American Psychiatric Association, APA, concerning treatment modalities for severe dissociative disorders being created through mind control." Pause here. Repeating, allowing the mental health community only partial and or deliberate misinformation through their organization lobby, the APA, concerning treatment modalities for severe dissociative disorders being created through mind control. Okay, I would like to comment. Those of us aware of the inadequacy of psychology are immediately called crazy. Why? Well, that's the primary system of control of the entire establishment. It's a legal way to disable someone, to shut someone up. And my main argument is that it was never established to heal people. In the 50s, men would send a sassy wife to get electrocuted. She came back docile and perfect. Gee, that was a good plan that they seemed to execute on a mass scale for the slaves. Using psychology? I'm telling you, I wish more people saw through the techniques that can be harmful. And a reminder here that if you deal with PTSD from any type of trauma, write it out. In the book PTSD, A Time to Heal by Kathy O'Brien, she discusses, and we'll do that at the year's end, but I'm doing it personally now. Writing it out is completely different. No talking. Please try that. It says you use the logic part of the brain when you handwrite, not computer. You handwrite in your own pen what you have on your mind. This accesses memory that's behind the amnesic wall. Super important. Write your pain and memories out for you and not for sharing, and see what happens, survivors. See what happens. That's what Kathy and Mark Phillips, rest in peace, shared with the psych pros who really wanted to heal people. There's good ones everywhere. so these techniques really work. Onward. Quote, perpetrators believed that withholding knowledge and the proliferation of deliberate misinformation allowed them control over their secrets and subsequently over humanity. They may be correct if no one can or will react to the information presented in this book, she says. Intended or not, Kathy continues, I overheard a conversation pertaining to death and the mind between Aquino and a lab assistant as I lay on the cold metal table in a deep hypnotic state. Lieutenant Aquino was saying that I had come close to death numerous times, which, quote, increased my ability to enter other mind dimensions en route to death, end quote. She says, I had listened to Aquino talk at length about such concepts before, as though he were trying to convince himself of some interdimensional time travel theory. Now, I highlighted this because I've spoken about this with some people before. Near-death experiences or similar has been explored by some doctors and authors. NDE, perhaps, is also someone that has different skills, having almost died. I came near death in 2014, and I can tell you nothing's been the same since. Is there a layer removed? Are we more able to see through illusion and into non-visible? I myself have been kept by my abusers in an altered state in one way or another, either druggings without consent, meditation, or severe trauma for many years. Many of you who've had that understand. We feel and hear things. Some see auras, fields, and more. One thing Kathy says on this another video she speaks, where I saw her on YouTube, is that, to paraphrase, when you're under mind control, you develop many other survival skills. And I know I did that. I can hear and see and feel things way before others. And I attribute this to heightened senses developed to stay alive, while I had no idea what my master was planning for me next. On to the Kathy O'Brien story. Kathy says, quote, Dante and I waited at the top of the staircase as De La Madrid, accompanied by two bodyguards, climbed to the red level of the house. I greeted De La Madrid, welcome to the United States and welcome to the Hotel California. Kathy is being used in this situation to soften an upcoming meeting. Send in the sex slave. She repeats her message to the Mexican leader. Quote, your commitment today ensures you of a higher economic standard of living for your people. Increased relations with the United States. An influx of American industry and a position of high esteem in the New World Order. With your, quote, seal of approval, we can dissolve the Juarez border and make way for a future of prosperity for Mexico. For now, relax and enjoy your stay. De La Madrid had long been obsessively fascinated with my vaginal mutilation carving. Now, a common, I hadn't got into that, but you who are reading the book know. Early on, this crazy guy carved the Jesuit monk into her vaginal wall without anesthesia. One of the many traumatic moments she describes for us, and it was shown around like a trophy. Have they gone full tilt cult? Yes. Yes, they have. Quote, he was perversely excited at the prospect of the Juarez border joint venture drug deal, including protected free trade mind control slaves. He reiterated this desire the next day during a meeting with Reagan. So the New World Order is carried out for them by mind control slaves. And Mexico's leader wanted in on that. This is Frankie Tease, and you're listening to Frankie Files Podcast. Check out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. And this is the 80s. They're offering him that. What now? Quote, as we went inside for a brief meeting, Kathy says, my personality was deliberately switched to the one that had dealt with De La Madrid the night before. The grayish-white stucco house was decorated in plush presidential blue carpeting and deep cherry wood tones. The office was small and further crowded by those of us present for the meeting. De La Madrid was comfortably seated, as was Jack Valenti. I was not privy to Valenti's exact role in opening the Juarez border. I only know that he was well educated to the particulars of this meeting. Dante and I remained standing since we would be leaving as quickly as I heard what Reagan, who was shuffling papers and pacing the room, had to say. He says, "Well, kitten, this is your death sentence. You'll go out in a blaze of glory." She says, "I was not surprised to receive confirmation of my imminent death by Reagan. I'd heard about death by fire from seemingly everyone involved in establishing free trade through Mexico of our nation's children for drugs. Reagan's use of patriotic metaphors and puns while matter-of-factly informing me he ordered my death was reflective of his often displayed lack of respect for human life. What reflected his character even more were the crimes he was involved in that prompted him to cover up through, quote, sentencing me to death. I had witnessed the criminal foundations of NAFTA, which in turn could threaten the successful implementation of New World Order should these secrets ever be revealed. Initial free trade, including drugs and white slavery, extended beyond the U.S.-Mexican border. It routed U.S. traumatized robotic mind-controlled children into Saudi Arabia while building up weapon stockpiles in Nicaragua and Iraq. Although I was considered to be no threat, predicted on the erroneous belief that I could not be deprogrammed to regain my memory of these events, my death would provide extra insurance to those involved. She says, "I was nearly used up anyway, and recording my death via a snuff film was agreed upon as proof to De La Madrid and other leaders at risk that I had indeed been silenced through death." I mean, the coldness of it all is a shock there. All in a day's espionage plan, huh? This can't really be how they treat their servants. Quote, "Bitterness over their strong control on me was evident as Bird," she's speaking of, "mocked their self-appointed roles as the Wizard and Lizard of Oz." Now she's going into this Oz programming stuff. De La Madrid's fascination with U.S. mind-controlled slaves reportedly inspired him to combine Bush's lizard-like alien themes and his reputed Mayan roots, lizard man theories, with Reagan's Oz themes to claim the role of Lizard of Oz, AHS. Comment, what's been made so clear through this book to me is there are very large sets of programming that I've encountered and we've all encountered in the United States, a narrative established, and then they're disseminated through the masses. These are the things that turn to fairy tales and children's stories. These are the passages repeated through generations. Folklore, quote marks. This is the propaganda that locks in words, phrases, ideas, dangerously familiar to young minds to be tapped later. Sowing the seed in youth's mind until it's harvest time, as Protégé, the Jamaican singer, says. And it's really clear that the cult narrative used on me as a kid, those were part of all the nonsense they made up at the top. It's getting right to the root of how TV, film, print, radio has been used to condition us on a capitalist nightmare, and it's breaking down now in society. That's not fear-mongering from me. That's not apocalypticism, and it's not conspiracy theories. This is just looking around at the narratives really breaking down before us. There isn't much facade now. The severe censorship is also a product of all that our government has put in place as a control system. We're all now snitching on each other, or algorithms are deciding who can and cannot earn money. It's truly the New World Order bearing down upon us.
The Frankie Files.
I definitely have been affected since the pandemic, and that's another story. Many of us have. So many facts here help detail how they did it, what agencies are involved, and are there any that are not? And what an ultimate joke it is to convince us as a public they're, is no mind control. And in fact, if you think there is mind control, you're crazy. To me, that's the largest scam played on Americans since the 1940s. That propaganda is strong. It's got a half-life. At this point, though, so difficult to read, not only is it super hard to believe, and yet it literally tracks to what I've seen in at the Mexican-California border. It's a lot. So for me, there are two horror stories here. The horror story of hearing how United States has been so sold out by our corrupt leaders in every direction. And then there's the horror story of being triggered by words and stories of Kathy O'Brien to realize how I was under mind control, specifics and programs like algorithms, the cryptic phrases, the constant humiliation, the belittlements, the menticide were mind control techniques, trauma-based mind control, leaving us to question, how could I be so bad? I'm only 11 or 14 or 21, whatever. Yeah, you're not bad. This has always been a technique from since back in cave days, according to one video where Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien make an appearance, where he lectures. And it's been trauma-based mind control all along. Those who know that secret are in charge. Let's take that power away and get the secret out. There is a weakness in our brains, in humanity. We can be tricked into being in a stupor from trauma. Then what takes place is blocked from memory by amnesia, though accessible. The more trauma, the better for leaders. Traumatize the masses. Breaking people is good for business. Keep it up. And those of us who never have sought power over others for personal gain or fame, not into that. We're all aghast at your choices. And the story continues today. We can see the destroyed border, the continuous trafficking that cannot be explained, the volume. Bring us your tired, huddled masses and we'll make them into mind control slaves for the New World Order. How did we get here? Thanks for listening to Frankie Files Podcast. Next week, move into Chapter 28 of Transformation of America, the true life story of the mind control slave. Catch up with this. If you're new to Season 3 or new to Frankie Files Podcast, go back to 79 and start with this year's reading schedule. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com and keep critical thinking.
Welcome to the world of cool kids.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Frankie Teens. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of Season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com.